Ah, there it is right there. Ladies and gentlemen, big thanks to Black on Black on Black. They're going to be back, or half will be back, 150% back in the studio next week. Right here on Radio Valencia. Good evening. Welcome back to the program. My name is John Hell. I've been out for a few weeks, just a few weeks. I was out. I went and saw the Giants lose last week. And before that, I saw the Black Angels at the chapel. So I've been gone a few weeks. Very happy to be back in the studio tonight. Thrilled to be with you. Stick around till 10 o'clock tonight, and we'll see what we can do for you. Hey, it's my birthday tomorrow. So I don't know what that really means. I was thinking, I'm going to play like all my favorite music, except every week I play all my favorite music. So I don't know if it's going to be any different at all. Like, none of that matters, because I just like to keep playing good music for you. So you'll stick around. We'll have some fun. And we'll talk about things that are important to you and me. And, you know, I don't know. This is what we do. We have the venue. Bye. Bye, ladies. See you guys later. Black on Black on Black has left the building. You know, all of our shows are archived, by the way. Did you know that? You can go to the RadioValencia.fm website. I guess it's /podcasts. And you can listen back to all your favorite shows. You could do that. You have the power. You know you can. All right. Anyway, I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock. As I said, celebrating my birthday, which is tomorrow. And then we're going to go from there. And I'm thinking, and there's a show I might go to tomorrow. I can't figure it out yet. Radio Valencia.
You know, Odell, George, played a tape of a scientist who was checking out tectonic plates of Siberia. And it was called The Sounds of Hell, I believe. I'd love for you to play that again because, you know, I've heard about it. I've never heard it, okay? My pastor told me about it. But you know what? I'll tell you right now. What's in the earth? And the sounds of hell, you hear the people in torment.
Well, you listen in. You listen in on the radio here because you're going to hear it right now.
might be pissing in my face, and Tiny Tim digging his moldy penis into my bleeding mind as he cries for the strength to repel the sanctimonious sounds of the right rock group, the Grateful Dead. Dead are my aspirations as they struggle for a fee, sweet smelling breath of life, while being choked by the Christianic gas, passed by the most reverend Bishop Foot J. Sheen as he socks it to us, ooh, in the name the Lord now, and my realities have turned into a stone figuration of Miss Liberty as she stands on the corners of the world selling herself to anyone with the head of George Washington on them, and all the while he sits on a throne of ego shit with DDT in one hand and a white tornado in the other, wearing a crown of castrated black dicks and reading the non-violent thoughts of Gandhi, and I watch him relax by playing golf with Boy Wilkins bars with painted rusted glue to his thing. But C-Rock's copies of Martin Luther King are popping from his skull to dream the impossible dream. Knock, knock, who's there? It's Red Brown. If you'll open up, I'll strike a light and burn your house down. And I see Malcolm's spirit, his eyes burning red, black, and green flames, and crying tears of Thunderbird wine that seem to touch my lips and make me become thirsty for a taste of freedom. Freedom by any means necessary. It's necessary to have freedom by any means necessary. And I begin to hate with love and love with hate. This is madness. This is madness. This is madness. And I look up and see the moon bleeding lifeless white maggots and screaming for my help as the eagle's raping claws rip and tear at its virginal form. All he sees, all tooth mosses, all sunrow Allah, Bismillah, Yirakmal, Yirahim. Give me your undying strength to rise up and reorder the cosmos so that man can truly understand and appreciate the cosmic beauties and realities of science and love. And he has turned the feminine part of me into a sexual freak. Look at her standing there wearing a micro miniskirt made from the strands of Freud's mother's pubic hairs and an uncovered breast dripping blood and pus and her lips colored with that anesthetic white woman called Avon. But yet she smiles at me through the indignity of overcoming ejaculating sperm into her mind. And Maurice McGuire is mentioning finger fucking her at night in his red dreams, and her soft, wet, blinking tears of love seem to flood my heart with strength to gather all my manhood from my lower head and to put it back into my upper head, and then to put her back on a pedestal as my love queen and not my sex queen. And I hear my mother's voice whistling in the wind, reminding me of the many times he tried to rape her of her blackness. But she was the strength of a panther, the swiftness of a cheetah, and the cunning of a lioness would not be caged up with the other lies that kept me from being totally free. And when she came home at night, I could smell the musty closeness of his body and see his translucent fingerprints on a tired, weary physical structure, depressed from warding off his beastly attacks. But she would smile the smile of a thousand black orchids at me, not realizing all the while that the anger of a hundred symbols was residing in my soul. And during all this time, my father was somewhere drowning his mutant plastic mind itself in a bottle of cheap wine and letting that spiritual catalyst, John Coltrane, paint celestial homage to that white god who was riding his main vein. This is madness. This is madness. This is madness. And dinosaurs, how can you be supreme and sing songs of black love when your mouth is overrunning with the sperm of trigger? And William Siren is going to commit suicide when he finds out that Nat Turner made love to his great-great-grandmother, and he has taken our most violent and militant leaders and took lollipops up the ass to pacify their black power fires. And he is beginning to assume that all of us were born under the sign Taurus to Bull, because all we do is bullshit. This is madness. This is
I'm going to try my best. From the 1971 LP by The Last Poets, title track there, This Is Madness. That's what we get. We get Last Poets. And, you know, it's 1971 and they're telling you that it's madness. You thought by now we may have moved forward. But no, I think we've devolved. Have we? Have we done that? Have we devolved? Ooh, John Hill, that's me. Devolving every Monday night right here on Radio Valencia. I think I'm devolving. Starting off the set there with the one and the only. Beastie Boys, Beastie Boys, Beastie Boys. Outstanding. I'll take it. I'll take it. I'll take it. It's true. John Hill, it's my name. My birthday is tomorrow. So it's my birthday show. And does that mean I'm going to play the Grateful Dead? I mean, look, I got to be honest with you. I'm a Dead freak. And if you've tuned into my show over the years, you would don't think if you would know that. It's not a band I normally play. Maybe because I listen to them so much when I'm not here that I figure you don't want to hear them. I don't want to hear them on my show. I want to hear other things on my show. I don't. We had Dead Legs here for about a year. They're really amazing. Live Dead show out of Tucson, Arizona. Really incredible. They were on with us, but we were having so many technical issues. I don't blame them at all for bailing. But it was such a delight to have those guys on Sundays. 2 hours of Live Dead. I was just going nuts. I was loving it so much. Thrilled. I don't. Maybe I should do that. Did you know Tuesday nights is my live bootleg bonanza, by the way? 8 o'clock Tuesday nights. I do play music for my live bootleg vault. I don't play Grateful Dead. I played Goat. What did I play last week? Queens of the Stone Age and Goat. I think that's what I did. Oh, that was good. That was tasty. I played Billy Strings and Robert Plant and Alison Krauss a week or so before that. Oh, yeah. Tune in 8 o'clock. You'll get to hear some of my live stuff. I love doing that. Anyway, it's such a delight. Coming up at 10 o'clock tonight, Beyond All Limits with DJ Doug and Little Hiss Muffet. They always do their deep dive. They like to one-up each other on the music that they bring. And they're married now. That's right. They found love right here at Radio Valencia, which means you'll find love at Radio Valencia. So stick around. You never know what you're going to find. You can hit me up. Can you maybe hit me up on the chatterbox on the Radio Valencia app? I know on the website itself. We're supposed to be launching a new website, but we've been saying that now for months. So where does the truth lie? I'm not really sure. Yeah, you could find me on the Radio Valencia app on the chatterbox and stick around and say hi. Okay, we're going to get back to the music. OCs, I always loved them. This is when they were known as the OCs off of Floating Coffin, and it's just got to be my favorite song of theirs, and why wouldn't it be? I Come From the Mountain. Radio Valencia. We'll be right back. Yeah, that's right. Ty Siegel right here on Radio Valencia. Took that off of the 2015 release, Tyrex. I can't believe that's 10 years old already. Holy hell, out on Goner Records. What a delight that is. It's his spin on 9 different T-Rex tracks. And that, of course, is 20th Century Boy, and he just makes it his own, doesn't he? Ty Siegel, what a delight he always is, my gosh. And how far that young man has come. Very proud of him. Holy shit. Just before that, kind of a sort of a family, you know, kind of band thing. Sister, brother, or brother band, I guess you will. The OCs, that's when they were called The OCs. We heard my favorite song of theirs. It's my birthday, so I get to do that. Called I Come From the Mountain. Yeah, and they don't do the break anymore. Like, you know, right near the end, they kind of have the break, and then they bring it back again for the refrain. They don't do that live anymore. They just hit the break, and they're done. Oh, come on. I'm feeling gypped. I almost feel like they need to bring the refrain back at the very end of the show, like bookend it. You know what I mean? Sandwich it. That would be awesome. Anyway, Floating Coffin, the name of the release right there. The OCs, that one was out in 2013. John Hell is my name. Hell's Kitchen Radio, Monday nights, right here. Deep in the heart of the Mission District. What a delight, right? This is where we are. It's what we do. We're just going to be here now. Can we be here together? All right, fine. Located in San Francisco's Golden Gate Park, the California Academy of Sciences is the only place on Earth with an aquarium, planetarium, rainforest, and natural history museum all under one living roof. You can even go up there. From the canopy of their butterfly-filled four-story rainforest to the bioluminescent depths of the little-known ocean twilight zone, they invite you to explore the world's most vibrant and vital ecosystems. Their mission is to regenerate the natural world through science, learning, and collaboration. To learn about their youth programs, visiting, and volunteer opportunities, please visit them on the web at calacademy.org. One word there, calacademy.org. I love going there. Take the spawn with me. Why wouldn't we, man? We like to go hang out and do lots of science. Science is a big deal in the Hell household, by the way. It is. It's a big thing. We got a Spawn of Hell. She knows how to. She definitely knows how to do, like, looks. Man, she's got the hair, the face, like the makeup and the hair. Like it's science. She's got it down pat. She's going to be in a few weeks, by the way. She has an idea for a show. So I said, yeah, we'll get your butt down here. And then we got the little Bodie Hell, who's about to turn 8. And by the way, Spawn's about to be 21, which is crazy, because she had just turned that, like 10, didn't she? Anyway, all right, we're going to back it up and get back to some music right here. 2 weeks ago, I was seeing the Black Angels. They were doing 3 nights at the Chapel. I went to one of them where they played their most recent album, but I want to play something off of their second LP, Directions to See a Ghost. And we're going to see and play, pardon me, Mission District. Why not? We're in it. Radio Valencia. Well, my pants are wet. And not for the reason you think. What's up with you people? Music there from Goat, off of their most recent release and self-titled, not even their first release. From this year, Dollar Bill, the name of the track. How ridiculously amazing. Our Goat. Classic Led Zeppelin just before that, off of their fourth release, Four Sticks, the track that we heard right there, coming out of L.A. Witch from their 2020 release, Play With Fire. We heard Motorcycle Boy. Started off the set there with some Black Angels from their 2008 release, and I believe their second full-length release there, Directions to See a Ghost. We heard the track Mission District. I am your Motorcycle Boy, John Hell. It's my birthday show. Anyway, I am deep in the heart of the Mission District and deep in your ear holes tonight. And I thank you so kindly for tuning in and for the lovely comments you guys have been sending my way. Thank you. Thanks, sure. Why not? That was a good set. You're right. All of you get an A right there. What do you think? You know, if you're enjoying this, I don't normally talk about the weekend shows. It's not something that I do. And the reason is... it's because they're behind me. Do you understand? Like, I don't like to talk about the shows that are behind me. I like to talk about the shows coming up. But I would be remiss if I did not mention ES Beats Saturdays at 2 o'clock. I don't think I ever talk about the show, and yet I listen, like, every week when I can. It's really a favorite of mine. I love what they do. It's a family affair on Saturdays at 2. They bring a lot of different sounds. Lots of rock. They do the rock thing, but they don't just do that, man. They, like, delve back into history. It's sometimes I'm hearing stuff that either I haven't heard in years or never heard before throughout the years. Lots of different genres. Good talk. Fun times. ES Beats every Saturday at 2. I'm not kidding. Set your clock. Go and check out this show. I'm not kidding. I love it. I'm thrilled that we have it. And I'm happy that I've got you here. So tomorrow night, right, tomorrow's my birthday. And tomorrow night at the Fox, Wet Leg is playing. And I just freaking dig these folks. They are so much fun. They're fun to listen to. They're fun to watch. And they got a brand new record out called Moisturizer. You've heard me play them. I played Chase Lounge a million times. And I played a number of tracks off of this new record, Moisturizer, which is a real delight. And so I want to play this track here called Mangetout. And when you have a chance, go watch some of their videos. They are very creative with the videos they're doing, and their tiny desk concerts are really fun. So I'm thinking, all right, I gotta go. I know the show's sold out, but you know, out on the market you could find tickets, and I think it's gotta happen, right? Right? It's gotta happen? All right, let's listen to some Wet Leg. What the hell was that crap? Okay, we'll talk about that later. Anyway. Wet Leg, Radio Valencia.
Get us forever. Get us forever. and uncertainty, mindful of the weary inkling that is lurking. Hierarchy, it's been cracking ages, embodied in this black heart, shameless. Straws in the wind, is it all ending? Straws in the wind, is it all ending? Like a wonder brewing full to the brim, I can see the diesel of just shit grin.
Weasel, bump, yes, you can. Straws in the wind. Is it all?
there it is. King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard from the 2020 release KG, Straws in the Wind. Do we have time? Do we have time? Can we do it? Can we talk about the magnificence of King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard? The name alone. I mean, seriously, you know what they did? They got out of Spotify. They said, screw you. Screw you. You don't pay us. You charge your, you know, your customers a stupid amount. We're out. They pulled all their music, everything off of Spotify. On Bandcamp, they made everything available at a name-your-own price, including zero. They put all their music up there. They already have a bootleg page up there where you could download all their live shows that they share for free. But now all their official studio releases are on there, too, at a name-your-own price. I already own all their studio stuff, so I figured, all right, I'll go get the digital versions, and I want to pay them. You know, I want to give them money, so I did. But I got to tell you, what a major, mass respect for King Gizzard. Stu McKenzie and the crew. And Ambi, that was Ambrose on vocals there, Straws in the Wind. What a delight. And go see them live. Do not ever miss a King Gizzard show. Just don't miss. They're so great. Before that, Wet Leg. Off of their latest release, Moisturizer, we heard Manged Out. They're playing tomorrow night at the Fox, and it's my birthday, and I love them, so I think I'm going to have to just go, right? Got to go, right? Yeah? Is that what I have to do? I got to go, right? Do I have to go? Yeah, I'm going. Jesus, stop bugging me about it. I could do this. I mean, I don't mind if you bug me a little bit. You're allowed. You've been listening. You've been loyal. So for that, I appreciate you. Don't stop now. Okay, hey, Bay Area Young Survivors, or BAYS, is a support community for young people with breast cancer in the San Francisco Bay Area. BAYS provides an inclusive, welcoming, and safe community for young breast cancer patients, survivors, and thrivers. BAYS members share information, resources, and experiences to provide a soft landing space for those facing the particular challenges of being diagnosed with breast cancer at a young age. For more information about the support community and its events, visit BayAreaYoungSurvivors.org. That's all one long word, BayAreaYoungSurvivors.org. John Hell here. I've been gone for 3 weeks, so, you know, I'm a little rusty. I'm trying to get back into the swing of things. Hey, you know, Ozzy Osbourne died a few months ago. What a loss. What an incredible talent he was. And I'm not going to play any Ozzy, but I am going to play a cover from the ridiculously talented band Brownout. They put out a record in 2014. Brownout presents Brown Sabbath. It was the first of two that they put out. We're going to play The Wizard right here, right now. Radio Valencia.